This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp.
Joy 94.9, Bandcamp with Adam Todd, and last time we spoke to our next guest, he just released the Black Tree EP. He's back with a brand new EP called Ryford, and I have to tell you, it has been on high rotation in my car all week. We just heard the track Paper Sales from that very EP. Welcome back to Joy 94.9, Stu Larson.
Hi Adam, thanks so much.
No problem at all. Now, you've had a bit of a break between releases. It must be nice to be back with some new tunes.
It is very nice. I guess it's a couple of years since the Black Tree now.
Yeah.
And I've just been doing bits and pieces, a bit of travelling and working for a few different bands and doing things in the last couple of years. And it's really good to now get back to, I guess, my music and have this new CD out and to, yeah, play these songs for people as I travel.
Exactly. Now, this is a pretty broad question, but can you sort of tell us a little bit about the making of the new EP?
Yeah, it was. I wish I had done it this way for the previous projects. It's just worked out perfectly. I flew a few singer-songwriter friends of mine into Brisbane, and we headed west to a little, well, it's not really a town, but it's got a school and a farmhouse, pretty much. It's a place called Ryford, which we called the EP that. It's an abandoned farmhouse, and we took some portable recording gear in and spent a week singing and drinking and watching the fire at night and just made this project called Ryford, and we were so happy with it. I think it captured everything that we felt that week.
Awesome. So this is the first time you've sort of gone out of your comfort zone and gone away from the studios and things like that, is it? The first time you've taken this approach?
Yeah. I've done studio stuff for the last few CDs that I've done.
Yeah.
And this one, I think initially... I decided to do it this way because of the financial constraint.
Yep.
But it turned out to be just the perfect environment to record in, really creative and inspiring. And you can kind of hear the realness, the live aspect of the CD when you listen to it as well.
Yeah, definitely. And it seems to be a growing trend. Even really established musicians are heading for the home studio, and just, I guess, it takes away the constraint of, right, you've got this amount of hours to, you know, to get all the tracks down.
Definitely. It's just becoming so accessible that anyone can really do it these days. So
yeah, exactly.
That's the thing, yeah.
We did just hear the track Paper Sales, and I've been speaking to a few people during the week about the EP that have also got their hands on it. One of them in particular said they had a real emotional connection to Paper Sales, and, you know, there were a few tears when they heard it for the first time. It must be amazing to be producing music that has such an impact on people.
It blows me away, to be honest. I've had a few people respond to Paper Sales in that same way, and it's baffling, but it's just so humbling, and I mean, that's the response that I dream of getting to music, is the people are so affected by it that it brings them to a different place, and it's this CD is definitely achieving that with so many different people. I keep hearing stories, getting messages from all sorts of people, and it feels... I mean, that's the success for me, is the response like that. So
yeah.
I'm really happy, yeah.
And in terms of the content of the lyrics, I mean, they're obviously very emotion-driven. Did you have any reservations in sharing these experiences with everyone, basically?
No, not really. I'm not at all, actually. It's just what I do, I guess. We're a songwriter, we sing about things that are real to us and that mean something to us. It's just what I do, and I'm happy for people to have a little window into that every now and then.
Excellent. The EP's had a huge week on the iTunes chart. It peaked at number 2 in the singer-songwriter charts and number 47 last time I checked at the overall charts. From what I've read via your sort of Twitter and Facebook, this was totally unexpected on your part. You've been blown away.
Completely. I actually, on Monday, it was released, and late Monday night I went onto the iTunes charts just to see where my friends Boy and Bear were situated. They've been pretty much in the top 100 for the last 12 months since they released their CD, and I check every couple of weeks, and I just went in to check, and I saw that they were, I think, at about 112 or something, and I saw mine sitting at 115 just after them, and I thought it was a mistake or something, and I don't know. And then it was climbing and climbing and climbing, and it was just totally blew me away. I did not expect it at all.
Yeah. What a spin out.
Definitely, yeah.
It's fantastic.
It hasn't sunk in yet, but yeah, it's really cool.
So we might even see it pop up in the ARIA charts this week. Who knows?
Yeah, unlikely, I would think. But I also thought it was unlikely for iTunes. So who knows?
Exactly.
I don't even know what's going on.
Exactly. And I'm sure we'll have quite a few listeners who, once they've heard the couple of tracks that we're playing off the EP today, they'll be jumping online and downloading it as well. So
cool.
Who knows?
Yeah.
In terms of touring with this EP, do you have any plans to come down to Melbourne and see us here and do a few shows?
I'm trying to organise that at the moment. I've got some things in Hobart and Adelaide and
yep.
Perth at this stage, and I'm trying to lock in some shows for Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, and hopefully in May or June is my time frame. And if not, there'll be a tour happening November, December. So
excellent.
This year, I will definitely be in Melbourne again, yeah.
Definitely, great. You'll have to pop into the studios and see us here at Joy.
I'd love to. That'd be great.
And in terms of heading overseas with the EP, I mean, obviously the sound, I think, would really take to the British music scene. Do you have any plans to head over that way this year?
I do, actually. I've been really lucky in the last few months to be working with a guy called Passenger.
Oh, cool.
Who's from the UK. And
yep.
Done a bit of work for him on the road, and about to play in his band again, actually, for his next tour. I think we're in Melbourne on the 5th of May, I think.
Oh, great.
So playing in his band and working with him. And then we're going to the UK together. So I'll be his support act through the UK for a couple of months.
Oh, wow.
Over the UK summer. So it's going to be really cool to take this new product over to the UK and play shows and just see what response I get over there. I played one show in London last year and at the end of last year. It was a really good response. So I'm really keen to get back and experience all that again.
Fantastic. And in terms of another album, is that something that is in, like, Stu Larson's grand plan, or are you pretty happy just releasing EPs at the moment?
To be honest, I don't know. I just roll with whatever's happening.
Yeah,
With this EP, a few people have questioned why it's an EP and not an album. I guess my answer to that is that it's a collection of songs that feels right.
Yeah.
And it didn't need any more, and there were actually no other songs that around it that were feeling like it fitted into that collection. So
yeah,
if an album pops up, it'll only be because there's a collection of songs that makes up that number that would fit onto an album, I guess. So, yeah, great plan.
And I think that's really important as an artist that you recognise that, because so many times you sort of hear an entire album and you think, oh, this could have actually just been one EP and then, you know, a separate EP maybe in a couple of months' time or 6 months' time.
It
just doesn't flow sometimes. It's nice that you've just stuck to the EP. So the final question I ask, it's the same one. Now, when we interviewed you a good... Oh, probably 18 months ago, I think it was. I did try and track down your answer, but this was before the days of podcasting, so I couldn't find it. So I'm going to ask you it again, and we'll probably never know if it's the same answer or not. But basically, I read out our mission statement as a community radio station, and in that 20 seconds or so it takes to do that, I get you to come up with a mission statement for your music, so what you hope to achieve through being a musician. So are you up for it?
Yeah, definitely.
Excellent. Well, here's your thinking time.
Cool.
Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. Stu Larson, what is your mission statement?
My mission statement, I guess currently, especially with the new EP Rifed, is all about, I guess it's about enabling people to consider where they are in life, whether that be a physical position or mental position, and just, I guess, challenging that concept of how comfortable we are with our surroundings and making changes, I guess. That's what I've done in the last year, is to make some changes to stretch myself a bit. And I think that's what Rifed is all about as a collection of songs, is about stepping out from the ordinary.
Excellent. Out of your comfort zone, hey?
That's the one.
Great, it's a great way to be. Well, the website is strewlarson.com. The EP is Rifed, and it's available right now. Head to the website for more details. And the big thank you is to Stu Larson for joining us here on Bandcamp today.
Thanks so much, Adam. I really appreciate your time.
No worries. And we're going to hear one of my favourites that sort of stands out from the EP is The Mile. So we're going to give that a spin right now here on Joy 94.9. Thanks, Stu.
Thanks so much.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.